In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. The first part of Psalm 89 is our prayer. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. With my chosen one I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your dynasty forever and set up your throne through all ages. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord? Or who is like the Lord among the sons of God? Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord, God of armies, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment. It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rephab and killed it, scattering your foes with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name. Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence. Have mercy on me. That was just me at the end, not the song. Have mercy on me. Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who make their joy every day, and who find their joy every day in your name. Who make your justice the source of their bliss. For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favor it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our king in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, son of Amos, sent this message to Hezekiah. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, in answer to your prayer for help against Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, this is the word the Lord has spoken concerning him. She despises you, laughs you to scorn, the virgin daughter Zion. Behind you she wags her head, daughter Jerusalem. Whom have you insulted and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. Through your servants you have insulted the Lord. You said, with my many chariots I climbed the mountain heights, the recesses of Lebanon. I cut down its lofty cedars, its choice cypresses. I reached the remotest heights, its forest park. I dug wells and drank water in foreign lands. I dried up with the soles of my feet all the rivers of Egypt. Have you not heard? Long ago I prepared it. From days of old I planned it. Now I have brought it to pass, that you should reduce fortified cities into heaps of ruins, while their inhabitants, shorn of power, are dismayed and ashamed, becoming like plants of the field, like the green growth, like the scorched grass on the hilltops and housetops. I'm aware whether you sit or stand. I know whether you come or go, and also your rage against me. Because of your rage against me and your fury which has reached my ears, I put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth and make you return the way you came. This shall be a sign for you. This year you shall eat the aftergrowth, next year what grows of itself. But in the third year, sow and reap. Plant vineyards and eat their fruit. The remaining survivors of the house of Israel of Judea shall again strike root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem shall come a remnant, and from Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of armies shall do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not reach this city, nor shoot an arrow at it, nor come before it with a shield, nor cast up siege works against it. He shall return by the same way he came, without entering the city, says the Lord. I will shield and save this city for my own sake, and for the sake of my servant David. Response and prayer. The Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. And all the ends of the earth shall see the saving power of God. The Lord has barred his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the saving power of God. Second reading from the Explanation of the Psalms by St. Ambrose, Bishop. In reconciling the world to God, Christ stood in no need of reconciliation himself. For himself, what sin of his was there to atone for, sinless as he was? When he was asked for the temple tax, a sin offering imposed by the law, he said to Peter, Simon, from whom do the kings of the earth receive tribute or tax? From their own sons or from strangers? Peter replied, from strangers. The Lord said to him, then the sons are free, but so as not to give scandal to them. Cast your hook and take the first fish that comes. Open its mouth and you will find a shekel. Take it and give it to them for me and for you. Christ shows that he does not need to atone for sin on his own behalf. He is no slave of sin, but a son of God. He is free from all sin. The Son sets free, a slave remains in his sin. Christ is therefore free of all sin, and does not pay the price of his own redemption. His blood could pay the ransom for all the sins of the whole world. The one who has no debt to pay for himself is the right person to set others free. It was not only that Christ had no ransom to pay, or atonement to make for his own sins. If we apply his words to every individual man, they can be taken to mean that individuals do not need to make atonement for themselves, for Christ is the atonement for all, the redemption for all. Is any man's blood fit to redeem him, seeing that it was Christ who shed his blood for the redemption of all? Is anyone's blood comparable to Christ's? Is anyone great enough to make atonement for himself over and above the atonement which Christ has offered in himself? Christ, who alone has reconciled the world by his blood, what greater victim, what more excellent sacrifice, what better advocate can there be than he who became the propitiation for the sins of all and gave his life for us as our redemption? We do not need, then, to look for an atonement or a redemption made by each individual, because the price paid for all is the blood of Christ. That blood by which the Lord Jesus has redeemed us, he who alone has reconciled us to the Father. He has labored even to the end, shouldering our burdens himself. Come to me, he says, all you that labor, and I will refresh you. Responsory prayer. Once you were estranged from God, at enmity with him in heart and mind, but now, and your deeds were evil, but now by Christ's death in his mortal body, God has reconciled you to himself in order to welcome you into his presence as saints, without the slightest impurity or imperfection. God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers. God has reconciled you to himself in order to welcome you into his presence as saints, without the slightest impurity or perfection. And we have some intercessions for today. With confidence, let us pray to the Father, who willed that the Virgin Mary should surpass all creatures in heaven and earth. Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayer. We are grateful to you, Father of mercy, for you gave us Mary to be our mother and our model. Through her intercession, cleanse our hearts. You inspired Mary to be attentive to your word and faithful in your service. Through her intercession, give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Mary was pure and spotless, but preserved immaculate. Cleanse us now from our sinful behaviors and lukewarmness. Open our hearts to know you and to speak with you. You strengthened Mary at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection of your Son. Through her intercession, relieve Bill, Henry, Father Rob, Father Vili, and all those doomed to sorrow, and also all those in distress. Strengthen the hope of your people. Strengthen the hope of your people. Faithful witness, firstborn of the dead, you washed away our sins in your own blood. Make us always remember your wonderful words. You called men to be heralds of your good news. Make them strong and faithful messengers of your kingdom. King of peace, send your spirit on the leaders of the world. Turn their eyes toward the poor and suffering. Protect and defend those who are discriminated against because of race, color, class, language, or religion, that they may be accorded, or sex, that they may be accorded the rights and dignity which are theirs. May all who died in your love share in your happiness with Mary, our mother, and all your holy ones. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Final prayer. God our Father, may we love you in all things and above all things, and reach the joy you have prepared for us beyond all our imagining. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray part of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Alright, have a good night. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be released and helped right now, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.